Let the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite.
With a tail as big as a kite.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what
And
I
welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I am Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, who's whispering. Now he's singing.
A song.
High above.
Oh,
nice.
Of course.
You're going to be on Broadway.
That
we got Trisha, Eric, and Kathleen.
And
there she is. Oh, where's the scarf? Oh, there it is. Still there. Okay.
And Bill Murray and Chris Rock.
That's who it is. Okay, Bill Murray. Oh. I knew I recognized the voice.
Oh, wait, it says, what is that symbol, Kathy?
She's wearing a Christmas tree.
Oh, it's a Christmas tree.
Hey, that's really cute. That's really cute.
I love that.
Well, she's always cute.
I know.
I think she could probably just jump out of bed and she'd look cute.
Yeah, I think so, Eric.
She's just got her
Well, normally I push her out, but.
Oh, man, it's not fair.
Careful.
What is going on?
That's all right. I'm not a morning person either, so.
Yeah, she pushes me out.
Well, Breakthrough Entertainment star-studded Christmas special.
Woohoo!
Yes, and that was Do You Hear What I Hear by Bill Murray and Chris Rock.
What a combo.
Murray.
Yes, and a very special guest. We're going to be talking about the movie. It comes out next week, Christmas Day. It's called Daddy's Home. I've seen it. I liked it, and I thought he did a great job. Actor Owen Wilder Vaccaro, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you've got to tell us, what was it like to work with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, two really funny guys?
I really liked working with Mark and Will because they're both just normal people, but they've got kids of their own, so they know how to act. They can have fun with us. And Linda Cardellini, too. She has a child, so yeah, they were all really fun.
Excellent. And there's a lot of stunts in the movie. Of course, at one time, Will Ferrell is in the wall. Was that fun to see all the behind-the-scenes stunts and action like that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Excellent.
We had a stunt coordinator.
Now, was that something when you have to be kind of like not liking Will Ferrell's character very much? Was that difficult for you?
Kind of, because he's really funny, so it's kind of hard not to laugh.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I'd probably be cracking up. Did you have to have a lot of takes? Are there a lot of bloopers?
There are some bloopers.
Yeah.
They call them one take going, so.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. I just call them bloopers because that's what I always think of the blooper reel at the end.
And now, of course, if anyone's just now joining us, we were speaking with actor Owen Wilder Vaccaro on behalf of Daddy's Home. The movie comes out on Christmas Day. That's when you can see it. I got to say, I really liked it. I can't officially review it, but I really did enjoy this movie. Owen, have you seen the movie?
Yes, I've seen the movie. I was in New York.
Oh, wonderful. For the premiere. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. And what was it like to see yourself on the big screen then?
It felt kind of weird at first, but then I got used to it. I've seen myself on the screen before, but it wasn't for
me. Excellent, excellent. And so what else do you have coming up down the line? Do you have any other projects? Has this opened some doors for you?
I just wrapped a movie called Mother's Day. It has Kate Hudson, Sarah Chalke, Jennifer Aniston, Julia Roberts in it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a Harry Marshall movie.
Wow, that's amazing.
Those are some of my favorite actresses.
I know. Of course, the director of that, I forget who directed it. Who was the director on that?
Gary Marshall.
Right. Oh. Right, that's amazing. Because I love Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve, so now they've got Mother's Day. We're going to have you back on to tell us about that.
Please do.
Yeah.
Definitely. So how does it feel now that you are becoming well-known?
It feels really great to me. It's fun to have people like, a lot of my friends are seeing the trailers and all stuff in the movie theater. There's a cardboard cutout in one of the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone keeps, like, sending us pictures of them next to it.
So do people stop you on the street sometimes when you're just walking somewhere? And do they go, hey, wait a minute, you're that kid?
Only a couple of times. When we were at the movie theater, right after we saw the movie, it happened.
Okay.
So Owen, let me ask you, what's the best part about acting? What's your favorite thing? In other words, what drives you? What motivates you to act?
I really like to pretend that I'm something that I'm not, because that it's just really fun. Like, you have to think about what the character would be doing in that scene. And, like, if you were in The Little Mermaid or something, and you were Flounder, you have to know what it's like to be scared, kind of.
That is very cool. So now, you're only, 9 years old, right?
I just turned 10.
Just 10.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And
thank you.
When did you start acting?
I started acting, 1, 2, 3 years ago.
Only 3 years ago, you said?
First grade.
Wow, that's amazing. And how did you get your big break, though? I mean, how did you, there's a lot of people acting out there.
I'd love to work with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, but very few can make it the way you did.
I bet you would.
What do you think, how did you do it? How did you have you're a great actor, first of all, but did you just have that passion, that drive? You knew what you wanted at this young age.
I was in my zone, and I knew my lines and stuff, and I guess they just liked me. I just did it. They were looking for kids in L.A., and I don't mean to be offensive or anything, but they were kind of slick. So then they opened the door to everyone, and because they needed a boy that if he did something bad.
Wow.
Like if there was a boy, they needed someone who, if he did something bad, you'd still like him. So they tried it in Atlanta, and they found me.
Oh, that is so cool.
Well, because you do have that look, that kind of, innocent look where, who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, you could pull that off. So, I think that's excellent.
So Owen, what does your future look like? I mean, you're 10 years old now. Where do you see yourself? This sounds like an interview. Well, maybe it is. But where do you see yourself, let's say, when you're about 18 years old? Are you going to be doing major films? What do you see yourself as?
I hope so. I want to be doing it still.
So you got this passion. I have to congratulate you. Most people at a young age really do not know what they want to do. And you know what you want to do. And not only that, you're doing it. That is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I love theater, though. I do theater as well.
Oh, he does theater.
Okay, so. Yeah. Well, theater is very challenging because it's live, right?
Yeah.
That's wow.
Awesome. Once, when I was on stage, at the real thing, I forgot my line, and it scared me to death. I was Lord Farquaad, but then Fiona was on the stage, too, so she just said her next line, so I was like, thank you.
So I have to ask you, Owen, you sound so mature for your age. You are already so successful. What is one thing that your parents have done to help you to grow up like this?
They tell me to be nice, learn my lines, and wardrobe.
And work, yes.
Very good. Very
that good. Is good work ethic. Sounds like you have great parents, by the way.
And again, I've got to congratulate
you.
Thank you, Mom. Hey, you know what? Welcome. That's one thing we've talked to, a lot of people who were child actors.
Yeah, Tia Mowry and Atticus Schaefer from the middle.
Yes, and every one of them that have continued to be successful are well-grounded, good, wonderful members of society and phenomenal actors. When I asked them what they attributed that to, because so many child actors sometimes as they grow up and the spotlight's not on them, they go off track, and they have all attributed it to their parents. And I think just what I'm seeing right now, I think he's got all of that. And I really do believe it's because of the two of you or because of you.
I
think that's wonderful.
That. I
we look at it as the whole family. I mean, my daughter, who's older than him, is super supportive. When we were in New Orleans, they came every, we would be there. I was there with Owen. My husband and other two children came every single weekend. So it was kind of like a family success, if you will. All of us.
And so that we don't just say Owen's mom, you know, who can you tell us your name?
Yeah, I'm Allie.
Allie, it's great, to talk to you.
And
congratulations.
Great job, Allie. And Owen, you just sound like such a wonderful person, and we're looking forward. For those
Thank
of us
you.
Who didn't get to do the screener, we're looking forward to seeing your movie when on opening weekend.
I got
to
tell you.
And the new one, Mother's Day, too.
Yeah, Owen's got a great scene at the end of Daddy's Home. I was rolling in the aisles laughing, of course, at the dance. It's a great job, Owen.
Thank you. I really
like
that one.
Yeah. Again, actor Owen Wilder Vaccaro on behalf of Daddy's Home.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, everyone go out and see Daddy's Home. See Owen in the film. We'll talk more about the movie next week. But, Owen, we'd love to have you on again soon. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Please do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Owen and Allie. Yes. Thank you so much. We'll have you on again.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, so cute.
What a great kid.
Phenomenal kid.
Yeah.
And he's going to be working. I mean, I'm sorry, but Kate Hudson.
I know. I'm looking forward to Mother's Day.
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kate Hudson.
I'm hearing this cast just rolling off of his tongue, and I'd be like so starstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be a 9-year-old actor, 10-year-old actor. Kate Hudson.
He is a cutie
Mommy,
pie.
Mommy, come here.
With the knowledge that you have now, of course.
Exactly. But he is a cutie. Exactly. He's a cutie pie. And I think his parents have done a great job keeping him, you know, grounded and making it an entire family, you know, so that the sister doesn't feel left out, that she feels a part of it and is supportive of him. I think that's wonderful. Great job.
I keep my kids grounded. I buried them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who buried Paul? Oh, that was
that's
the Beatle,
giving them roots.
Who
right?
buried Paul?
Yeah, remember that?
Downer.
That's from Strawberry Fields.
Or Revolver? What was that?
Yeah, it was from the song Strawberry Fields Forever at the very end of the song.
Yeah. Well, didn't you? You had to reverse the order.
He says it kind of like he goes, "Oh, I buried Paul."
Oh,
in the back. I'll find it.
Now, yeah, I remember that. That's cool.
Now, Eric, go ahead and start playing our next song, which is "Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy." No. That's not Bing Crosby and David Bowie. It's John C. Reilly and one of Owen's co-stars from Daddy's Home, the one, the only, Will Ferrell. After the break, we'll hear from actor/musician Henry Rollins about his new film, He Never Died. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment's star-studded Christmas special right here on KPHX 1480 AM. We'll be right back.
Years from now, perhaps we'll see the day of glory. To see the day when men of goodwill live in peace again. So peace on earth, pum pum pum, when we come.